John chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Yahshua and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said to them, "I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Yahshua forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Kill him! Kill him!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and kill him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the son of Yahweh." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said to Yahshua, "Where have you come from?" But Yahshua gave him no answer. Then said Pilate to him, "Do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to kill you and have power to release you?" Yahshua answered, "You could have no power at all against me except it were given to you from above. Therefore he that has delivered me to you has the greater sin." And from that time forth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Yahshua forth, and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Kill him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I kill your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he delivered him, therefore, to them to be killed, and they took Yahshua and led him away. And he, bearing his stake, went forth to a place called the place of a skull, which is in the Hebrew called Golgotha, where they impaled him and two others with him, one on either side, and Yahshua in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the stake, and the writing was, "Yahshua of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Yahshua was killed was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said that I am the King of the Jews." Pilate answered and said, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had impaled Yahshua, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top down through the bottom. And they said therefore amongst themselves, "Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots.' These things, therefore, the soldiers did." Now there stood by the stake of Yahshua his mother and his mother's sister, Miriam, the wife of Cleopas, and Miriam Magdalene. When Yahshua therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then said he to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. After this, Yahshua, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Yahshua had therefore received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and drew his last breath. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the stake on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other which was impaled with him. But when they came to Yahshua and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he says true, that you might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him should not be broken. And again another scripture said, they shall look upon him whom they've pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Yahshua, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Yahshua. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Yahshua. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Yahshua by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Yahshua, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was impaled, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There they laid Yahshua, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was near at hand. End of chapter